So it's only audio.
So, tell me a little bit about this project of yours, animated documentary. First of all, that is ingenious. How did you come up with such a wonderful concept?
How did we come up with this concept?
Yes, because it's ingenious.
And originally we were just recording one story off Pete trying to tell the story about getting his hand stuck in his own trap. And then Pete lives in a four bedroom house with, I think there's eight kids in the house at the time and 16 dogs.
Dogs are outside.
Dogs are outside, only one dog's inside, but still, I don't know, I like adding that part. But anyhow, it was like impossible to get a straight recording. They kept getting interrupted, kept getting interrupted, and it was like a nightmare. And until we realized that it was actually becoming kind of funny with all these interruptions, then we were like, and that we could add them in, even though it would make animating way harder. It was like, oh yeah, this is actually kind of funny. We should add these in. And then we slowly kind of just went with it, and we allowed for like real interruptions to happen. And then once we realized it was kind of becoming a family portrait, we just like let it become that. And then in asked other family members to put their own two cents in, and it slowly became its own kind of snowball that way.
Nice. So, what do you say was the biggest challenge for you making this?
The biggest challenge is that I guess Pete lives how many kilometers away from me? Pete lives really far away. It's the
We're
same
about
as getting to Japan as get as going to
1,000 miles apart. I'm in northern Manitoba, just south of Churchill.
And there's no roads where Pete lives, so it's like you have to fly there in a little plane, so it's kind of complicated and expensive. So that was one kind of hurdle. And then the kids growing up while making it and their voices changing was also a little bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, I end up with two grandkids, and
That's right.
Seth end up with two babies.
We lost three family members while making this
Yeah.
and gained four. So we're doing good.
Very nice. I'm sorry to hear about your family members that you lost.
I know it was a bummer, and but we've had also had lots of joy too.
Well, that's a good part of it. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and the other thing that was really hard was being one of the only, like I was the only animator for a long time, and so just the sheer work of it was actually quite a bit. So that's why it took so long.
And it's incredible. Go ahead, honey.
I usually say I had the easy part. I just do all the talking, so.
Yeah, it'd be a really crappy movie if Pete wasn't talking, though.
It's wonderful. I love it. So, we haven't been too much away. Which one scene you're most looking forward to everybody seeing?
What's our favorite scene that we want everyone to
Yes.
see? Oh, what do you think, Pete? I know what I love personally. Oh, you were gonna Pete was gonna say something. What were you gonna say?
My late brother is in the movie. It's the guy with the owl.
Rusty Redhead. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I ran into him one day, and he's got an owl on his arm. I said, "What are you doing carrying it around?" And he just said, "Well, look," he says, and he's waving his arm. He says, "It won't leave." So he took him to the store, and people are taking pictures of it in the store, and he's walking around town with it.
Incredible. I love that.
It was just so bizarre. I didn't want to leave him. I didn't want
There must have been a connection there.
The fact to touch on that too, like losing family members, the fact that we got that story off of Rusty before he passed away was a beautiful thing too. So that he's in the movie is really nice.
What would you say was one moment that just stood out? I know we kind of said to discuss this now, but I want to piggyback. One moment that stood out for you, not necessarily a favorite moment, but one moment where you started working on it and you're like, wow, this is going to be something big.
Never occurred to me.
We were just hoping that someone would like it. We didn't even think it would be big. It's been a real shock that this has been so well received. But I mean, I think what's the thing we laughed at the most, maybe?
Yeah.
When we started recording, it was, oh God, you gotta take the clock off the wall because you can, it's recording. It's like you can hear it go tick tick. And I had to unplug the fridge.
One
And it was
beautiful
continuously.
thing of the 9 years of making this is that we have audio documentation of Pete's fridge becoming unbearably loud over the years.
Or louder,
Louder every
louder.
year, louder and louder. Geez, yeah, that's a good question. What do, I mean, there was I mean, like a couple of the crude jokes I really thought were just absolutely hilarious and like unnecessary, but also just so funny. I think when Pete's gets his hand stuck in the trap, and then there's this combination of the balloon kind of taking over that the kids are interrupting with, like deflating. I remember thinking this is really funny. And Pete's nose is getting affected by the audio that's interrupting it, and it's flapping around everywhere. But geez, yeah, I don't know. That's a hard question. There's a lot in it. I think that all your land belonged to us. A video game is really good too.
Nice. And are there plans to make another documentary, another animated story like this, or?
We don't know. We're just riding this out. Yeah, it'd be really nice to do another project. We're hoping we
Hopefully we're better organized.
Yeah, I think we'll be better organized
Yeah.
this time around. It'll only take us seven and a half years.
Yeah.
Only 7.5. I'm holding you to that. I'm gonna
Oh
time it
man.
from the time you say go, and I'm gonna time it for 7.5 minutes.
Uh-oh. Okay,
Well,
well, we'll
yes, Seth would have to fly all the way up north with the recording equipment. And then a few times there were some glitches that had to be ironed out, so he started sending recording equipment up north. So my daughter Ada became the recording equipment handler.
and it's Ada's birthday today. Shout out to Ada.
happy birthday, Ada.
Yeah, that was really sweet. It was a kind of funny moment. What Pete's talking about is where I would always go back up there, and then one day we were like, "Fuck, we have no money. Like, I got to get these other audio things." And it was like, "Wait a second, I could just mail you the recorder. I don't need to go up personally." And it was like, "I'm glad I didn't realize that because I got to go up so many times, and it was so fun to like hang out personally because that's way more awesome." But yeah, Ada did a great job wrangling the kids, making everyone be quiet to get a couple lines, fill in lines.
Yeah, the one of the unexpected recordings we had in the beginning was one of my dogs had puppies, but we were sitting about 3 feet away from them. They were just on the other side of the wall. We were wondering what that noise was.
Oh, yeah.
There were puppies squealing under the steps.
That noise that's in the animation is the real noise they were making, and it took us forever to find it. Sylvester was the one that actually found it.
Oh, wow.
There's
And it
puppies
was
under the
not
steps.
real. We couldn't even didn't even know what it was, puppies. It was like so cute once we realized it was puppies.
Of course, yeah, it's puppies, so what do you expect? They're all cute.
You know what? I know the moment that I thought this movie's gonna be really funny. It's when Pete was recording when the first interruption that happened in real life, and Pete was like telling this like kind of dramatic story about having his hand stuck in the trap, and then there's a to and he's like, we're visualizing it where he's out in the woods, and then this toilet flush comes out of nowhere. And then it's like that's so funny, like, because that's the last thing you would hear when you're out in the bush. But that was the moment where I was like, oh yeah, that's actually really funny. And then it was like, these
Nice.
interrupt, you know, we were like, these interruptions could be funny. Anyways.
It was. And they're telling me we're out of time, so I want you to end this interview by describing the movie in three words.
Oh shit, what's that?
That's
Well,
fine.
what did we say? Like, I think because, you know, I was thinking about this because someone wanted us to describe it in one word the other day. And I was thinking about it and thinking about it. And one thing, you know, we were trying to do is to be like, you know, true to whatever we're talking about and the stories we're saying. That's like true. I mean, so I'll just say one word because that was the one I was trying to figure out one word the last couple of days. So I'd say true. But, you know, we had this joke in the movie where it's like we have like how many things? It's like eight things that we're trying to make it like.
I forget
Oh, fuck.
that.
It's like, you know, both complex, simple, political, spiritual, beautiful, funny, and true.
I
What?
love that.
I just said okay.
And then Pete's like, okay, that should be easy.
You guys are amazing. I'm so proud of you, and I
Thank
can't wait to
you.
talk to you again soon.
Oh yeah, totally.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, guys.
Bye bye.
Bye.